The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Susan Keogh filling in for Matt Cooper on The Last Word this evening. You can get in contact with us. You can text us or WhatsApp us on 087-4100-102. You can email us live at todayfm.com or also get us on Twitter at The Last Word. Now, an issue that we're moving to now is a situation that has arisen in Kildare to do with secondary school places for children with special needs. Now, one organisation, Kildare Parents of Children with Special Needs, are campaigning to try to find places for their children, a number of whom there isn't a place for. And I'm joined in studio by Cecilia Semple. Cecilia, thanks for coming in to speak to us on The Last Word. I suppose let's start a little bit by you telling me about your own daughter and I suppose how you got involved in this campaign.
This campaign started in April last year when the seven parents came together because we were worried that there wouldn't be places for our kids. And we formed a group. There was eight initially, but one parent luckily got a place in the local school. So we went on from there, meeting local representatives, asking them to help us, you know, to alleviate our fears, basically, of this worst case scenario happening. And in July, we had a meeting with several senior people from the National Council for Special Education, along with Sean O'Farrell, our local TD for Fine Gael, and he's also the Cairn Comhairle, and a couple of other representatives, including Christy Lynch from CARE. Just basically outlined to them of our fears. At that meeting, we were told that they would come back to us in September and let us know that there would be places for our kids and not to worry that this wasn't going to be a problem.
Tell me about your daughter and what her needs particularly are.
My daughter, Kelly, is 12 years of age. Kelly has autism spectrum disorder and she's been recently diagnosed with a moderate intellectual disability. So that means that she's not functioning the same as a normal, I hate that word, but a normal 12-year-old child would function at. She would have needs in the way education is presented to her. She would needs in the way that she would form her schedules in school. So they would use pictures to outline what's coming up next on the schedule. So it's very visual. Children on the spectrum are very visual and learn visually. So she would follow her routine. It's actually funny, herself and another boy in her class, Josh, every morning when they go into school, they have a little foot spa first thing in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, to settle them in for the day. And it just works with them. It's just that tactile, grounding, sensory thing that they like to do.
They respond to.
Exactly.
And so she is in sixth class or fifth
class? She's in sixth class.
Okay, so due to start secondary school this September coming.
This September.
And where does she go to primary school?
She's in a wonderful school in Newbridge called Scullinay Villick. Very inclusive, very all about integrating. This is the key word, integration of kids with special needs into a mainstream school.
And where would you like her ideally to go to secondary school then?
With Kelly's diagnosis, she needs constant support. So she either needs to be in an ASD unit attached to a mainstream school,
yeah,
or in a special school.
So basically, there's a couple of options near where you live, but it looks like none of them are going to work out. So you're looking now at a distance to be travelled.
That's what they're saying. We might have to travel a distance, yes. But because we bought into the inclusive education,
you want that to continue?
We want that to continue. So we want our children educated locally, where they're known, where their peers are and where everyone will know them. It's not only a safety implication, but it would be detrimental to their own physical, mental well-being to be putting children, vulnerable children with medical needs, onto a bus for a journey of an hour and a half a day to get to a school, to do a full day, to then get back on a bus and come home again.
Absolutely. Like, it's going to add to their stresses.
Yeah.
Where are you at with this campaign or how far have you gotten? Like, time isn't really on your side, I guess,
no,
because it's due to happen now this year in September.
It is. Where we are is we have no places for our children to go. So what will happen is in September, we will be allocated 9 hours home tuition a week per child. And at home.
At home. So they won't go to school at all.
They won't go to school because there is no place for them to go.
And what do you think could change that?
We need the Department of Education, we need the National Council for Special Education to step up to the mark and to start funding the schools who need
extra resources
put into place, because they're crying out for help. They're at their end of their rope and nobody is listening.
Well, we had one correspondence in from a listener here. I'm writing regarding my son Jay. He's 13. He's not been to school for nearly 3 years now. Jay has autism and is diagnosed with Asperger's, and I've applied to all schools in Naas. So this is a Kildare correspondence from Kildare as well. I'm getting letters from all schools stating no place for him in any school in Naas. For definite, my son is being discriminated against because I know of numerous other children in the same area getting places even after applying later than our application. My son's awake all night, every night, upset at not getting a school place. It's having a terrible effect on his health because he feels so left out, and I'm very worried about him. All the schools are refusing the education officers' requests, and I'm told by the education welfare officers that the principals in the Naas area have the final decision on who gets places in their schools. And I will have to give up work soon as I'm not getting any sleep and my son is awake all night. He feels he's no reason to sleep as he's nothing to look forward to, and I'm going to protest at these schools very soon if I don't get any place. So that's somebody else in a similar situation.
There is, but what is happening, and this is what we have found, that schools are cherry picking their students. The Department of Education, the National Council for Special Education, set out a criteria when they sanction an ASD class, that you cannot discriminate against any child on a cognitive ability. Once they're diagnosed with ASD, they have a right to get into that class. But then you have Board of Managements coming along and saying that they will only accept the higher functioning children, the children with a mild stroke general learning difficulty. So they're cherry picking the students. They're cherry picking, as they see, the easy students. All these children have been in school for the last 8 years. So they are used to a school routine. But then to turn around and say, oh, because you've a moderate intellectual disability, you don't suit our school. Why are the units being sanctioned for these schools if this is what they're allowed to do? And they shouldn't be allowed to do this.
And what's your next step then, Cecilia? What are you planning to do between now and over the next couple of months?
Our next step is we're hoping to meet some representatives from the National Council for Special Education to see where they're at, to let us know. And after that, I think our only alternative would be to go the legal route, to actually sue the department.
Okay, well, look, it's definitely going to be something that we'll come back to. And will you let us know how you get on over the
definitely
next couple
will.
Of months, and let us know how Kelly is? Starting secondary school is a difficult enough time for any 12, 13-year-old, but to add all of those difficulties in, I just can't imagine how hard that would be. But will you keep us posted on how you
indeed.
Get on over the next couple of months? Okay, we're going to leave it there. Cecilia Semple, who's part of a campaign to find secondary school places for children with intellectual disabilities in Kildare. We'll be back after this.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.